Hano hano Hawaii la Leiko lehua Kua hivi nani la O mauna kea Hano hano Hawaii la Leiko lehua Kua hivi nani la O mauna kea Kila kila o Maui la Leika Roselani Kua hivi nani la O hale akala Kila kila o Maui la Leika Roselani Kua hivi nani la O hale akala
Aloha, aloha kakou, dear friends, and welcome to our cozy kitchen table today, kicking off the weekend with Nakai Evalu. What you got in your cup this morning, Ko'one?
Aloha kakahiaka kakou ohana from the islands of Maui, Hawaii, Kauai, Molokai, Lanai, and of course here on the island of Oahu, kakuhiewa. We welcome you to our show this morning, and actually I'm having a fresh cup of Kona coffee. But Noi, you forgot the Portuguese sausage and eggs.
Oh, I know. You promised yourself a big breakfast.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
But it's great to be here with you again. And of course, you know, my partner is out on vacation enjoying the bright lights of Las Vegas.
What do you think she's doing right now, Vicky?
Well, I think right now she's trying to roll the dice.
Oh, really? Is that her game?
She's testing the new law.
Oh, didn't hear about it.
Oh, yeah. There's a new law out. Did you know that?
In Vegas?
About something about the earnings. Before you would only pay taxes on your winnings, now you have to pay taxes on your total amount of money that you gamble with. I don't know how they're going to keep track of it, but it's one of those legislative bills that went through. It'll be interesting.
Wow, that is going to be. I wonder what that's going to do.
But anyhow, she'll be back with us next week.
And I'll be looking forward to seeing her. But today, we're going to be talking about the reason she's going to be back next week, which is to get into the statehood commemorations that are coming up. So we'll be back and talk about that on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Past the valleys of darkness stands a girl. I'm waiting for you. And over the rainbows, behind the pretty colors, stands a girl. I'm waiting for you. Because I feel for you. I love you, baby. Don't you know your loving drives me crazy? 'Cause I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just another big boy in love. I've walked the highest mountain and I've sailed the deep blue sea. And I'll fly over rainbows just so you can be with me. Because I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know your loving drives me crazy? Cause I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just another big boy in love? Violets are blue and I'm not gonna stop until I end up with you. Roses are red and violets are blue and I just wanna say I love you. Roses are red, canaries are tweeties, lemon the sour and you are my sweetie. I said roses are red, canaries are tweeties, lemon the sour and yes you're my sweetie. For I walk the highest mountain and I sail the deep blue sea. And I'll fly over rainbows just so you can be with me. Because I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know your loving drives me crazy? Cause I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just another big boy in love? Roses are red and violets are blue and I'm not gonna stop until I end up with you. Roses are red and violets are blue and I just wanna say I love you. Roses are red, canaries are tweeties, lemon is sour and you are my sweetie. I said roses are red, canaries are tweeties, lemon is sour and yes you're my sweetie. For I walk the highest mountain and I'll sail the deep blue sea. And I'll fly over rainbows just so you can be with me. Because I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know your loving drives me crazy? Cause I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just another big boy in love? I'm just another big boy in love. Another big boy in love. I'm just another big boy in love. I'm just another big boy in love.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
share a little, slow down a little,
Hawaiian style.
Musical motivation for our Saturday together. Nakai Evalu, the eight C's connecting all of us all across the Hawaiian Islands. Vicky Holt-Takamine on vacation today in Vegas. Kaho'one Panoke here with Noe Tanigawa. And we promised to talk about, well, you know, the big week coming up. The Statehood Commemoration Week is straight ahead.
Yeah, so. It is straight ahead. I think for some people, they would like, it's just going to be another week in the year, and for others it's a big celebration, so it kind of makes it very clear that there's two sides to this particular event. And I know that the commission has been together for a year and trying to plan it, and yet trying to be culturally sensitive. We've asked them to do that because, you know, there are many Native Hawaiians and others who do not accept the fact of statehood, and so to those individuals it's not a celebration, but at least they're having some form of celebratory events, I think, at Hawaii Convention Center. But Hawaii Pono'i Coalition has also put something together to coincide with what we believe is the true history of the overthrow.
What is Hawaii Pono'i Coalition?
Hawaii Pono'i is a coalition that got together 3 years ago as a result of other issues that were affecting and having a negative impact on the Native Hawaiian community, such as the Kamehameha School's admission case. And what Kamehameha did was they brought a group of people together to discuss the outcome of the case. And after hearing that, all of us who were gathered there at this meeting realized that there is still a lot of work that needs to be done on educating not only our people, but also other people who choose to Hawaii to be their home.
50% of whom just got here.
Yes.
Just about, yeah.
And that it's important that they learn what the true history is, because, you know, when you look at the history books, depending upon who it's written by, just depends on the kind of history you're going to get. So we decided to put a coalition together of partners of Native Hawaiian entities that would be responsible for outreaching, for educational and producing cultural and educational events, of which we have done in the past 2 years. We have, on January, we work with the Native Hawaiian Bar Association on putting together Annexation Day, and they do a lovely display on Bishop Street. And then we have other events during the year as well.
And big doings planned to commemorate Statehood Day, the 21st of August, coming right up, and we'll be telling you one side of the story here on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every week by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thank you.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
When we used to sing, sha la 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 la.
That's for you heading into Kaunakakai Farmers Market right now. Oh, I know it's underway there, Kahone. Avocado, mango, organics from Pu'uohoku Ranch, Molokai prawn I bought there last week, hot lau lau, thinking about all of you there and sending a shout out, or maybe we better make it a rah to the Maui Humane Society's Bark in the Park. It's already underway at Kalama Park there in Kihei. Games, demonstrations, food, entertainment till 4 p.m. to benefit Maui's animal orphans. Maui Humane Society does have a 2-for-1 Adopt a Kitten special on right now.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha. This is Terry Tanaka, the Wahiwa branch manager at Bank of Hawaii, here to talk about your credit report. Your credit report is like your financial report card. It contains information on all your credit lines, outstanding balances, payment history, and who might be inquiring about your credit. Credit reporting agencies also collect information from courts and collection agencies. As a rule of thumb, this information stays on your credit report for 7 years, except bankruptcies, which stay on for 10 years, and inquiries, which stay on for only 2 years. So know what's on your credit report. Visit annualcreditreport.com for your free report.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute, part of Bank of Hawaii's continuing effort to provide greater financial awareness to the community. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network. Aloha kakou. Aloha to all of us. Na Kai Evalu is a kakou thing every Saturday morning. Vicky Holt-Takamine is in Vegas today having some fun. Ka ho'oine panoke here with Noe Tanigawa. And we're thinking about Statehood Day the 21st.
But you know what, Noe, before we get into statehood, tell us a little bit about your exciting jaunt to Molokai.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, you know what? As soon as we got there, we got our car from the one local car rental, Island Kine. And I was looking at the car saying, gee, there's that. She wrote on the slip of paper, kinda dirty. And that pretty much covered it. It's worse than our car at home. But it was wonderful, worked fine the whole time. We went directly to Ali'i Fish Pond, where the Kahonua Momona people were hanging out, just waiting to welcome. It was Noelani Lee, Yamashita, Uncle Merv, Uncle Herbert, Auntie Julia, Kevin Dudua, Carrie were there.
Oh, Uncle Herbert and Auntie Julia Ho.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we went in the fish pond. We pulled out some Australian mullet and the barracuda, clean them, ate them. Auntie Julia sang under the tree. It was so fantastic.
Now, was this part of their sustainability? Because they also had a sustainability conference going
for the island. It was to find out about that and what some of the ideas might be for the future.
And boy, you know, Molokai, they've always done things their own way, and they're a unique group of people.
Yep. If there's a way, they're going to find it. And I think they've got the groundwork laid. Then I was so happy to get to meet some people in the workforce development office there, connected to unemployment in the state office buildings. And it was all through Marge Yokomizu Bento and Alberta Patchen over there in the office. And so it was great to talk to Tessa Peter, another Dudua, and Halona about the jobs that they found and how they're making things work on the island.
Great. Well, I'm sure you had a great time. And I'm sure you're looking forward to going back to Molokai.
Oh,
I know
really
I always,
am.
Whatever opportunity I have to get to Molokai, I want to be there. Because, you know, I lived there for 10 years and we just loved it there. And my grandparents still have homestead there. And so it's just a wonderful island.
It's such a sensual place.
Yes.
That's what you can't get out of.
It's truly what Hawaii should be.
Maybe one day, again. This is Na Kai Evalu. So happy to have you with us this morning, and we come to you every Saturday morning. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakaie Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
There you go, Lihue. Thanks for dropping by our website, nakaievaluradio.com. And a song for you, Waipio, next on Nakaievalu. Kahoone panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, thinking about Statehood Day coming up on the 21st. You know, does the idea of that commemoration, what did you feel about that, Kahoone?
I don't have a good feeling about it. No, I never did. Even when I was at the time that statehood did take place, you know, I was at Kamehameha schools, and I can remember when they announced it, you know, my heart kind of ached even as a young boy, you know, and I thought, okay, what is statehood? And then I went home and I listened to my grandparents, you know, talk about it, and actually heard my grandmother cry and wail at that moment where that they were talking about it, because she was very saddened by the fact that they would do this, and you know, it brought back memories to her about the overthrow of our kingdom and the imprisonment of our queen, and you know, everything that was going on, and at that time, you know, she just did not see, I think, the advantages, I guess, that others saw. And I think one of the things I remember her vividly saying is, "Aole koho, no choice." She kept making that comment in Hawaiian, which means no choice.
Oh, only
so
cool.
they weren't given the opportunity to vote yes or no. And that's what she kept saying. They were given no choice. So for me and members of my family, it's not a day of celebration for us. We acknowledge it. It's there and has been for 50 years. And we just learned to work with it and work around it.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you're involved with a group that wants to at least bring some of the events around statehood and its history to light.
And that came about because we realized that several years ago, there was a group of individuals that on Statehood Day got a permit to Iolani Palace and was able to make a mock of that day by wearing their American red, white, and blue stripes and dressing up as George Washington and marching through Iolani Palace. And it really angered a lot of our native warriors and patriots. I was called down there, you know, immediately to try to, you know, to ease everybody. And when I saw that, my heart just ached as well. And
I said, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, and it made the newspapers. And then what we needed to do was sit down and figure out, okay, how are we going to prevent this from happening again? But I'll continue that and tell you more about that.
More on the work of the Hawaii Ponoi Coalition coming up on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you every Saturday by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Kila na pali mo
Thank you so much for your company this morning. Nakai Evalu is Hawaii's radio magazine. Catch our kitchen table conversations every Saturday morning via visionary radio stations on Kauai, Oahu, Maui, Molokai, and Hawaii Island. Pretty neat, huh?
Pretty neat, yes.
Our aloha going out, especially this morning, to the girls and their families getting ready for tomorrow's Kauai All Girls Rodeo at CJM Ooh. Country Stables in Poipu. It's the second to the last rodeo of the season, admission free, and plenty of parking. You're kicking off a Hawaiian-style weekend with Nakai Evalu.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na ke kahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na ke kahi e ho ulumai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Valu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
I took the blast, soon the passer remind me what's behind me. I know where I got to be. In the alley, not the alley, in the sand, not the can. Looking where the water still runs deep. With the only pa, on the pa, hooligan car, only place to be. With the only pa, on the pa, hooligan car, K-E-M-N-I-O, oh, butterfly free. So even you ever in the district, I hope you won't strict it. Won't you please drop down and see? All the brown is getting down and they're doing it all naturally.
Wa ike au ika ho maruna kuka ili moku o ka pa, which is out across the sea. Ho i mai ko kako aina, ho i mai ko kako poaku, ho i mai, return to me.
Only pa, hana pa, huliki kako, only place to be. With only pa, hana pa, huliki kako, kiem hana o, oh, butterfly free.
So when you ever in the district, I hope you won't be tricked, won't you please drop down and see. All the brown is getting down and they're doing it all naturally.
Across the sea.
Ho i mai ko kako aina, ho i mai ko kako poaku, ho i mai, return to me.
With the only pa, hana pa, huli kako, only place to be. With the only pa, hana pa, huli kako, ke i mana o, o butterfly free.
So even you ever in the district, I hope you won't be strict, won't you please drop down and see. All the brown is getting down and they're doing it all naturally.
Singing me and the boys, Moon, John and Jerome, we stay up late to watch the late picture show.
Same old, same old, same old, singing yap, 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 yap. You get a chance, you're doing a dance, not the girly shuffle.
I'm singing me and the boys, John and Jerome. Stay up late to watch the late picture show.
Same old, same old, same old. I'm singing yap, 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 yap. Sing when you get a chance, you're doing a dance, not the girly shuffle.
Snapping your fingertips. Sophisticated hula manis, they like to do. They do a little horny and a coo, coo, coo. Wehe, army and slide. Wehe, army and slide. La, 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 la. Wehe, army and slide. Oh, oh, oh. Wehe, army and slide. Whoa, whoa. Right.
That's for you, Salt Lake. Safe travels on the road today, my friends. This is Nakai Evalu, Kahoone Panoke here, Noe Tanigawa, and we're thinking about an alternative commemoration of statehood that's going to be beginning Wednesday night on the state, on Iolani Palace grounds.
At Iolani Palace, yes. And so for the last 2 years, we took out the permit to cover this whole week because we wanted to be sure that the kind of activities that was going to happen at Iolani Palace was in no way going to be a celebratory expression of statehood. So what Hawaii Pono'i Coalition did was we put together what we call Mai Poina, which is a gentle walking tour. And it's a walking tour that reviews the important events and the sites surrounding the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom.
Mai Poina means never forget.
Right? Huh. We don't want them to ever forget what the true history of during this time of, the, mm-hmm. of our history. Mm-hmm. And what we did was we asked Victoria Newell, who is a very distinguished playwright, a native Hawaiian playwright, and who brought together some of her colleagues to help to direct and produce this walking tours. Because years ago, Victoria did this in downtown Honolulu. It was a larger tour. But what she did was she tapered it down to make it convenient so that everybody could participate. And so we're going to have costume guides, and there'll actually be people who will be playing various roles. It's completely scripted, and the script will tell the story of this pivotal episode in the history of the Hawaiian Islands. It's going to be exciting, and people can come starting Wednesday, August 19th, Thursday the 20th, Friday the 21st, and the tours will begin each evening at 5 p.m., 5:30, and 6 p.m., and the tours will start in front of the Hawaii State Library. And why are we doing this again? Is to educate the general public about the events that surrounded the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom. We are asking people to call for and make reservations so that we'll know how many people we can take in, because you don't want too large of a group, because you want to be able to have everybody hear the script that is being, you know, transmitted. So for those of you who want to make reservations, please call Karen at 262-5900 for reservations or more information. Ask for Karen at 262-5900. And we hope that Hawaii Pono'i Coalition, that you'll join us on either one of these three nights. Or if you want to make them all three, that's fine.
All right. Thank you so much, Kaho'one. This is Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
That is shining tonight, moon. Do you see her and what is she doing? Oh, 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 moon. Stars, is she thinking of me? Oh, how I hope I will be with her one day. Oh, 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 stars.
Dance.
Nakaiʻevalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hawaiian vibes for your Saturday morning. Nakaiʻevalu stroking into our second hour now. Vicky Holtakamine in Vegas.
In Vegas.
Kaʻoʻone Panoke Noe Tanigawa here. We're thinking about the commemoration of statehood coming up the 21st, which is the anniversary of Hawaii's admission as the 50th
state. And you know, in working with Victoria Noe, she's just been wonderful to work with. And you know, I don't know if a lot of people, I mean, I know that she's very well known in the literary circles.
You're talking about Victoria Newbold. Playwright.
And yeah, she's a playwright. She was a distinguished writer in residence, and she has been involved since the mid-1980s in key role in the development of Hawaii theater. She's one of those pioneers of making sure that Hawaii had a theater that we could be proud of. And, you know, she's very much a part of the Kumu Kahua theaters and has had many of her plays. Mm-hmm. She's written about 10 plays. What I didn't know about Victoria is that she has also scripted and written 10 documentary scripts for television. Mm-hmm. How's that?
I've seen some
of those. I mean, she is just, we're just so happy to have her. And she has just put her whole heart and soul into this Maipoina, this, because she believes in it. And she, you know, she's always been one that truly believes in the true history of Hawaii. And so
she went back to the history and the writings of people who went through the events of Hawaii, the overthrow, the annexation, authors like Joseph Nawahi.
Yes.
And she's taken some of those words, compiled them into scripts. That are related to six specific locations around Iolani Palace.
Yes. And how it all works into the actual overthrow. I mean, it's just, it gives you chicken skin when you think about it. And the fact that these people will be in the authentic costumes of that period.
For this night.
For this night.
A guided tour.
And speaking these words of the authors, I mean, you can't get more historical than that. And to have that history played out in front of your eyes will be a very exciting time. So it'll be great for high school students, college students who are, you know, learning about our history of Hawaii. And of course, you know,
Fourth graders you're talking about.
And if, you know, if there's any listeners from the continent that's listening to our show this morning, by all means, this would be a great opportunity
for
them
to
learn more about our history.
We're talking about the Maipoina Never Forget guided tours that'll be available starting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights. There'll be three tours per night. They begin at the Hawaii State Library, 5 o'clock, 5:30, and 6 p.m.
Right.
Only 30 people for each of the tours.
Right.
So you need to call and make a reservation if you do want to go. That number,
262-5900, and ask for Karen.
And there's another great event to commemorate Statehood Day coming up. We'll tell you all about it on Nā Kai e Walu.
In the night, an island rain brought to mind an old familiar scene. Long forgotten now. Quickly time just passes by. Only all too soon the years can fly. Here to find I've grown. And now that I'm on my own, my family, I think of all the simple things, like the sound of falling rain beneath Wailua sky. Lately now my thoughts have been turning to a place where I was born, with memories so warm. It's been a while that I've been gone. Many things have changed. How well I know that nothing stays the same. Though I know I must go on to where my life will lead. Often I will think of days when I just would laugh and play beneath Wailua sky. Now, grown a man, learning through my my heart to understand what will be my goal. A quiet night, an island rain takes me to a child again beneath Wailua sky.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. We'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on the hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front of all I have to offer you is me. You know I give you all my love in every way I can. Make sure that's what you want while you're still free. All the gold I have to offer you is in this wedding band. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on a hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. That's what you want while you're still free. All the gold I have to offer you is in this wedding band. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on a hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own all I have to offer you is me. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Our aloha and mahalo going to everyone pulling that festival together today at Pu'ukohola Heiau on Hawaii Island. That's Kamehameha I's huge heiau, right, Kaho'one?
Absolutely.
It's about a mile south of Kauai High.
Kauai High, yes.
There on the Kohala Coast. There's going to be cultural workshops, hula, music, games, all day long there at this National Historical Site. So,
and mahalo to Kumuhula John Lake, who for years prepared our community, I believe, for this celebration each year. I know he was an integral part of the planning from the very beginning.
Mahalo.
So all of his work and legacy is now being carried out.
We're thinking of you today.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai'i Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Maulipua no.
that's for you going marketing this morning. And a song for Kailua is set to roll next, right, Kahone?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're thinking about statehood commemorations. The 21st is the anniversary of Hawaii's admission to the United States as the 50th state.
And one of the very interesting events that will be occurring on Friday evening is an evening of oli, an evening of chanting. And what makes it very interesting is that the producer of this particular event, Manu Kaiyama, who is also an associate professor at the University of Hawaii Center for Hawaiian Studies, Kamakakua Kalani, Hawaii Nui Akea, has put together 15 individuals who will be chanting various mele that they have researched regarding the overthrow that was written during that period of time. And everybody will be doing their chanting in their own style from different spots of, at Iolani Palace, how she has it choreographed to be at certain areas of Iolani Palace. And as you're standing there, you'll be hearing the chanting going on. And it'll just, and she's put together a nice array of chanters with various different Hawaiian styles of chanting and expressing the viewpoints of many of the people who wrote meles about this period of time. It's going to be from 6:30 till about 8 o'clock in the evening. Reservations are not necessary. We ask anybody who wants to come to please join us there on Friday evening, and it will start at 6:30, and it'll be an interesting evening.
Sounds like a bone-chilling, you know, a real affecting
event. It will be.
Event.
It will be, because as you hear these chants, even if you don't understand the language, you'll know what they're saying by listening to their chanting.
Somehow just talking with you this morning, Kahone, is making me think about the events that led to the overthrow, which led to the annexation, which led to statehood, and that there is a lot of history to be learned.
Yes, there is.
And we hope you pick it up in a pleasurable way every Saturday here on Nā Kai e Walu. It's brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mau kana pono o ka aina, e mau ke o ka aina I ka pono. Hui e ho mau,
Aloha! You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Alone on a barroom table, she was watching me, watching her. I was singing about an old flame burning. She was hanging on to every line, and I was pouring out my feelings. She was pouring out the wine through the smoke and the beer. It was perfectly clear that we were touching each other's mind. It was love 10 feet away. Imagine her in my arms with that look on her face, lying somewhere in some shadowy place. It was love just 10 feet away. I just knew my clothes and song would do it. I knew that I was having bomb. I could tell she was new, but before I was through, this stranger walked up and sat down. He was trying his best to impress her, but she never took her eyes off me. When he got up and left, I said to myself, oh no, what a night this would be. It was love 10 feet away. Imagine her in my arms with that look on her face, lying somewhere in some shadowy place. It was love just 10 feet away. Love just 10 feet away. It was love just 10 feet away. It was love just 10 feet away.
Thank you. Kaihevalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Now, how about a thought for the week? It's time for our Olelo no Eau.
Yes, our Olelo no Eau is brought to you each week by Mobi PCS. And it's the Hawaiian proverbs and poetical sayings that are handed down to us by our kupuna and our ancestors. And I think today's one deals with the issues that are before us and some of the issues that we've discussed. And these were the words that were said by Kamehameha I when he was dying. E na iwale no o kou I kou pono a ole e pau. E na iwale no o kou I kou pono a ole a pau. Which means you can seek out all the benefits I have produced and find them without number. So I leave that thought with all of you as you think about statehood. Think about what our kupuna went through during that period in 1959, how many of them felt. And again, e na iwale no o kou I kou pono a ole e pau. Mahalo.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
awe na lie o ke aui hala e nana mai a makou na pula pula o nei awe holo nei e ala mai kakou e na kini na mamo ka aina aloha aloha vale ia aina ko kakou kahua awe ka ili ili e ka hoopueu ia nei e pai pai hou ia ka pohaku i paa maila ke kahua hale hou no kakou e na pua e hoolulu ai e ala e ka i ka mahi ka palena I mua aloa a ka lei o ka lana kila.
Kaula na nga pua o Hawaii Kupa a maho pe o ka aina Mai ka elele o ka loko ino Pala pala anu me ka pākaha Pane mai Hawaii I moku o ke ave Kokua nā honoa o ki ilali Kāko o mai kaua I o mano Au ku me ke oni o ka kui hewa A olea e ka ui ka pulima
A ole, a ole, a ole,
hiu Maluna o ka pepa o ka enemi Pohohui aina ku ae hewa
Ku ae hewa
I ka pono sivila a o ke kanaka Aole makoa I mina mina
Aole, 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 hiu
I ka putala o ke au puni Lava mako hika pohaku
Hika pohaku
Ika ai kamaha o ka aina Mahope mako o lili ulani
Mahope, mahope, mahope,
hiu! Aloha e ka pono o ka aina Haina ia mai ana ka puana
Haina ia mai
O ka poe I aloha I ka aina
Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e
Nā kai e valu. It's about the end of our program.
Already?
Yeah. That means you can have some breakfast. That's a good part. You can have that big breakfast you've been looking forward to. But it's been a lot of fun finding out about a guided walking tour that's coming up to commemorate statehood.
Maipoina.
Maipoina. It's put together by the Hawaii Ponoi Coalition. It's a gentle walking tour that reviews important events and sites that surround the overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom.
Surrounding the overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom.
Then there'll be guides there and role players to bring history to life.
Fully script. And it's going to be on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Three tours each evening, 5, 5:30, and 6 p.m. They'll meet in front of Hawaii State Library.
And for more information, they can call Karen at 262-5900. And then on Friday evening at 6:30 will be an evening of Hawaiian chanting produced by Manu Kaiama. And again, there will be 15 chanters at Iolani Palace. And just think about it. As the sun comes down, you will be hearing the haunting voices of all of these individuals who have selected, hand-selected individual meles to be performed. And some of them for the first time.
A lot of people are really happy about statehood, and many because of the economic advantages that have come about. Yes. And we recognize that there are so many different opinions about it. One of the best things about the commemorations of statehood, I think, have been the biographies of people that have come out over the year. And I just want to really salute all those people who've been recognized and those who really were not, but did, in fact, help to make the place that we're living in as good as it is.
But tonight, Noe, starting at 6 o'clock, for anybody who wants some extra exercising, please join us at the Kamehameha School Kunuiakea Stadium, located on Kapalama Heights, for our Relay for Life walk.
Oh, okay.
And it's starting at 6 o'clock, and of course, all of the proceeds go to the American Cancer Society. And this is such a special time for not only those of us who had the privilege of attending Kamehameha schools and graduating, but it's a way for, I think, all Hawaiians and those who choose Hawaii as a place to live to give back to the legacy of Keli'i Pauahi, who was stricken with breast cancer at an early age. And so that's the motivation behind of us getting together. But it also gives us a wonderful opportunity as alumni and as graduates to come together, because all of the classes will be represented there. We walk together, we eat together, we laugh, we cry together. We welcome anybody who wishes to join us to come up and join us there at the Kapalama Heights, the Kamehameha School Campus, at our Kunuiakea Stadium.
Thank you, Kaho'one. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. And it's brought to you with much aloha every week on the Visionary Radio Network. That's today's Kumu, 94.7 here on Oahu. Q103, 103.7 on Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Ahui ho.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku, nā kekahi e ho ulu mai. Nā nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana a ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Kevin Kaji, the Downtown Honolulu Business Banking Manager at Bank of Hawaii. Here are four simple things you can do to build or maintain your good credit rating. First, always pay your bills on time. Payment history is the single largest factor in determining your credit score. Second, pay down your existing debts. Third, only apply for the credit that you truly need. Lastly, charge a few small transactions on your credit card and then pay it off in full each month. This demonstrates your ability to manage spending and your consistency in repaying outstanding debt. Remember, if you build or maintain good credit ratings, you may qualify for better loan rates.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute, part of Bank of Hawaii's continuing effort to provide greater financial awareness to the community. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.